Welcome to Zikhu Daf Sin Mani 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 Avram Goldar and Thirma Sekhus Yavamas Daf Tzadiv Vav, the 10th parak of Isha Rabbah. So the three Dafs are going to focus on number one. The next Mishnah states, Ben Teshu Shem Yom Echad, a boy of 9 years and one day, who posts al yedei achin, va achin posting al yedo. He disqualifies the adult brothers from taking the Yavamah in Yibum, and the adult brothers disqualify him from taking her in Yibum. Elo, who posts al tchila, va achin posting tchila v'sof. However, he disqualifies them only at the beginning, whereas the brothers disqualify him at the beginning and at the end. Ketzad, how so? If the minor has relations with the Yavamah, he has disqualified the adult brothers from taking her in Yibum. If the adult brothers have relations with the Yavamah, or do Mimer, or give her a get, or do Chalitza with her, they disqualify the minor from taking her in Yibum. After the Gemara brings a brisa that contradicts the Mishnah, the Gemara amends the Mishnah to read that a minor disqualifies the brothers at the beginning with regard to an act of Mimer, but with regard to having relations, he disqualifies the adult brothers even when performed at the end. Rashi explains that the Mishnah is teaching that if he had relations with the Yavamah after a brother performed Mimer, the brothers are disqualified. Since the minor's relations are considered the equivalent of an adult Mimer, it disqualifies just like an adult Mimer performed after a previous adult Mimer disqualifies. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Ben Teshu Shem Yom Echad Shabal Yibimto. If a boy of 9 years and one day has relations with his Yavamah, and afterwards his brother of 9 years and one day also has relations with her, Posel Yado, the second brother disqualifies the first brother from taking the Yavamah in Yibum. Rashi explains that since the relations are considered the equivalent of a mimer, it's a case of mimer after mimer, where according to the Chachamim, Yibum cannot be performed. But Rabbi Shimon says, Lo posel, the second brother does not disqualify the first. Rashi explains that according to Rabbi Shimon, it's a safek whether a minor is kona his Yavamah through relations. And if he's kona, he's completely kona, so that the relations of the first brother fully takes effect like a marriage, leaving no room for the relations of the second brother to take effect. If a minor's relations are not kona the Yavamah, then neither the relations of the first or second brother have any effect. Either way, the relations of the second brother have no effect at all. Point number three, the Gemara relates that once Rabbi Yochanan was extremely upset that Rabbi Elazar stated a teaching of Rabbi Yochanan's without mentioning his name. After numerous attempts to placate him failed, the Gemara explains why Rabbi Yochanan was so bothered. For Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav, what's the meaning of that which is written, Agur ba'olecha olamim, may I live in your tent of the worlds? Now is it possible for a person to live in two worlds at the same time? Rather, what David HaMelech was saying was, Rabbanu Shalom, Yehi Ratzon Sheyom Medvar Shmu Mipi Ba'om Hazeh. Rabbanu Shalom, may be your will that after I die, they will quote a teaching my name in this world. Because Rabbi Yochanan said in him, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Kol Talmud Chacham, Shomim Medvar Shmu Mipi Ba'om Hazeh, Sifso Sam, Dovavos Bekever. Any deceased Talmud Chacham whose name is quoted in this world, his lips move in the grave. Rabbi Yochanan was upset that Rabbi Elazar would deny him this benefit. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The next Mishnah states, Ben Teshu Shem Yom Echad, a boy of 9 years and one day, who posts al yedei achin va'achin posting al yado. He disqualifies the adult brothers from taking their Yavam in Yibum, and the adult brothers disqualify him from taking her in Yibum. Elo, who posts al tchila va'achin posting al tchila v'sof. However, he disqualifies them only at the beginning, whereas the brothers disqualify him at the beginning and at the end. Ketzad, how so? If the minor has relations with the Yavamah, he has disqualified the adult brothers from taking her in Yibum. If the adult brothers have relations with the Yavamah, or do Mimer, or give her a get, or do Chalitza with her, they disqualify the minor from taking her in Yibum. After the Gemara brings a brisa that contradicts the Mishnah, the Gemara amends the Mishnah to read that a minor disqualifies the brothers at the beginning with regard to an act of Mimer, but with regard to having relations, he disqualifies the adult brothers even when performed at the end. Rashi explains that the Mishnah is teaching that if he had relations with the Yavamah after a brother performed Mimer, the brothers are disqualified. Since the minor's relations are considered the equivalent of an adult Mimer, it disqualifies just like an adult Mimer performed after a previous adult Mimer disqualifies. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Ben Teshu Shem Yom Echad Shabal Yibimto. If a boy of 9 years and one day has relations with his Yavamah, and afterwards his brother of 9 years and one day also has relations with her, Posel Yado, the second brother disqualifies the first brother from taking the Yavamah in Yibum. Rashi explains that since the relations are considered the equivalent of a mimer, it's a case of mimer after mimer, where according to the Chachamim, Yibum cannot be performed. But Rabbi Shimon says, Lo posel, the second brother does not disqualify the first. Rashi explains that according to Rabbi Shimon, it's a safek whether a minor is kona his Yavamah through relations. And if he's kona, he's completely kona, so that the relations of the first brother fully takes effect like a marriage, leaving no room for the relations of the second brother to take effect. If a minor's relations are not kona d'yavama, then neither the relations of the first or second brother have any effect. Either way, the relations of the second brother have no effect at all. Point number three, the Gemara relates that once Rabbi Yochanan was extremely upset that Rabbi Elazar stated a teaching of Rabbi Yochanan's without mentioning his name. After numerous attempts to placate him failed, the Gemara explains why Rabbi Yochanan was so bothered. For Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rab, what's the meaning of that which is written, Agura ba'olecha olamim, may I live in your tent of the worlds, v'kievshar lo la'adam agura b'shnei olamim, now is it possible for a person to live in two worlds at the same time? Rather, what David HaMelech was saying was, Rabbanu Shalom, yiratzon shiyomu d'var shmu mipi ba'om hazeh. Rabbanu Shalom, may be your will that after I die, they will quote a teaching my name in this world. Because Rabbi Yochanan said in him, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, kol tam achochem, shomim d'var shmu mipi ba'om hazeh, sipsosam dobavos bekever. Any deceased Talmud Chacham whose name is quoted in this world, his lips move in the grave. Rabbi Yochanan was upset, but Rabbi Elazar would deny him this benefit. All right, so now we go to our Simur Daf Tzadivav, and it's related to mitzvah, commandment. We use a town crier. The town crier is one who proclaims the king's edicts. So here goes. The town crier got knocked over by a miner running to do yibum while being chased by his adult brothers, cried out that the other miner brother already beat him to it, quoting the halach in the name of the rabbi buried in the grave nearby. So once again, in slow motion, the town crier, that must mean we're on Daf Tzadivav, Tzav. The town crier who got knocked over by a miner running to do yibum while being chased by his adult brothers, which reminds us, the Gemara mends the Mishnah to read that a miner disqualifies the brothers at the beginning with regard to an act of mimer, of abia posel safil basov, but with regard to having relations, he disqualifies the adult brothers even when performed at the end. Rashi explains that the Mishnah is teaching that if he had relations with the Yavama after a brother performed mimer, the brothers are disqualified, since the miner's relations are considered the equivalent of an adult mimer. It disqualifies just like an adult mimer performed after a previous adult mimer disqualifies. So, the town crier got knocked over by a miner running to do yibum while being chased by his adult brothers, cried out that the other miner brother already beat him to it, which reminds us, if a boy of 9 years and one day has relations with his yavama, and afterwards his brother of 9 years and one day also has relations with her, it's malchokas on the coming Rabbi Shimon whether the second brother disqualifies the first brother from taking the yavama in yibum. So, the town crier who got knocked over by a miner running to do yibum while being chased by his adult brothers cried out that the other miner brother already beat him to it, quoting the halach in the name of the rabbi buried in the grave nearby, which reminds us. The Gemara relates that once Rabbi Yochanan was extremely upset with Rabbi Elazar, who stated a teaching of Rabbi Yochanan's without mentioning his name. Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, kol tam achochem she'omrin dvar shmua mipiv b'olam hazeh, sifsosav dobavos bekever. Any deceased Talmud Chacham whose name is quoted in this world, his lips move in the grave. Rabbi Yochanan was upset that Rabbi Elazar would deny him this benefit. So once again, the town crier who got knocked over by a miner running to do yibum while being chased by his adult brothers cried out that the other miner brother already beat him to it, quoting the halach in the name of the rabbi buried in the grave nearby. All right, now it's time for Blabat Chazara. Daf Tzadi Beis. So the Simur Daf Tzadi Beis is a turtle. So here goes. The turtle specialist. Turtle specialist. That must be one Daf Tzadi Beis. The turtle specialist who was working late because he made a factual mistake about what time the sun would set, which reminds us. The Gemara discusses whether a woman who marries Alpi Basin by the testimony of a single witness and then the original husband reappears, whether she's pater from bringing a chatas because she relied on the hora of Basin, or whether she would be chai because Basin made a taus, a mistake. Similar to a Basin rule that the sun had already set and Shabbos was over, and people relied on that ruling and did malacha, and then the sun shone, proving Basin was wrong. Ein zo hara el taus. This is not a case of a wrongful ruling, but simply a mistake. Basin didn't rule the sun had set, rather they made a mistake on the sun's position. So, the turtle specialist, who was working late because he made a factual mistake about what time the sun would set, was interrupted by his assistant, who was divorced from her legal husband, which reminds us, Rabbi Elazar ben Masya Darshan, the Pasuk that states, Isha Grushma Isha, and nor shall they, referring to the Kohanim, take in marriage a woman divorced from her husband. This teaches that only a woman divorced from her legal husband is prohibited to a Kohen, but not a woman divorced from a man who is not her husband. So the turtle specialist, who was working late because he made a factual mistake about what time the sun would set, was interrupted by his assistant, who was divorced from her legal husband, who came to inform him that his kedushin to a yavama wasn't tofes because he was a strange man. Which reminds Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, the Kedushin does not take effect with the Yavama to someone other than the Yavam, for it's written, the wife of the deceased shall not be outside to a strange man, which implies, there cannot be any marriage to a stranger for. But Shmuel is suffic, whether the Pasuk teaches Kedushin is not Tofes, or perhaps it means that there is a love not to marry another man, but if she did, Kedushin would be Tofes. Daf Tzadi Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Tzadi Gimel is a train chugging along. So here goes. On the train chugging along? That much more on Daf Tzadi Gimel. On the train chugging along through a field where a farmer was selling the future produce of a date palm to his friend, which reminds us, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak listed a number of Amoraim and Tanaim who held, based on a chain of tradition that goes back to the generation of Akiva, that Adam Makna Davish Lo Ba'olam, a person contrasts with something that has not yet come into the world. Rav Huna ruled that a person can sell the future produce of a date palm to his friend, which Rashi explains is a case where the person made a kinyan during the rainy season in order to acquire the fruit that will emerge in the spring. So, on the train chugging along through a field where a farmer was selling the future produce of a date palm to his friend, sat a nervous sharecropper who was delayed in delivering a basket of fruit Erev Shabbos to a rabbi. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings an incident to show that Rabbi Yana and Rabbi Chia both held that Adam Makna Davish Lo Ba'olam. Rabbi Yana had a sharecropper who would bring him a basket of fruit every Erev Shabbos. One day, the sharecropper was delayed and didn't come at the usual time. Rabbi Yana, who was concerned that the sharecropper might not arrive before Shabbos, took fruit from his house as meiser for the fruit that would arrive on Shabbos. He later went and asked Rabbi Chia if he had acted properly, and Rabbi Chia said that he had. So, on the train chugging along through a field where a farmer was selling the future produce of a date palm to his friend, sat a nervous sharecropper who was delayed in delivering a basket of fruit Erev Shabbos to a rabbi. Sitting next to a sad-looking single witness on his way to Basin to testify, a woman's husband was dead, which would require her to do Yibum. Which reminds us, Rav Sheshes was asked, Eidoch Rabbi Yavama Mahu, what is the din regarding the testimony of a single witness concerning a Yavama? Can Yibum be performed based on Eidos that her husband is dead? The Gemara presents both sides of the question. Is the reason we believe one witness to allow a woman to remarry based on the principle that people do not lie about any matter that's likely to be revealed? And if so, here too, we believe the witness. Or is the reason we believe one witness is mishum de'ihi daika minaspa, because she will investigate carefully before she remarries. But here, there are times that she might be attracted to her brother-in-law. She might not investigate carefully. Rav Sheshes answered that it can be demonstrated from a case in our mission that the aedus of a single witness requiring her to do yibum would have been believed if it had not been refuted by a set of two witnesses. Daf Tzadi Dal. So the Simmer Daf Tzadi Dal is a hunter. So here goes. A huntress. That must be on Daf Tzadi Dal. Hunter. A huntress whose testimony that her Yavam died in a safari was disqualified by Beis Din, which reminds us, the Gemara teaches that the Mishnah needed to teach that a woman is not believed to say that her Yavam died. To clarify the position of Rabbi Akiva, we might have thought that since Rabbi Akiva holds Yesh Mamzer Mechayvei Lavin, that a Mamzer results from a relationship prohibited by a love, a Mechayshel Kalkul Vadaika, we can assume that the woman is afraid of being ruined and will be very careful about saying her Yavam died, and therefore she should be believed. Kamash Malam, that nevertheless she's not believed. Rashi explains that she might hate the Yavam and lie in order to be free from him, despite the risk of being subject to all the penalties and her children becoming mamzerim. So, a huntress whose testimony that her Yavam died in a safari was disqualified by Beis Din was shocked to see a man give his wife a get while not permitting her to marry. Which reminds Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav that Rav Elazar ben Masya could have darshaned a pearl from the pasuk, and instead he darshaned a shard. What's the pearl? It was taught in a brice. The pasuk states, and nor shall they, referring to Kohanim, take in marriage the Isha Grusha Misha, and a woman divorced from her husband. This implies, Afilo Nisgarsha Ela Misha, even if she was only divorced from her husband, but was not permitted to another man, Pasula Kohuna, she is disqualified from marrying into the Kohuna. Rashi explains that this would be accomplished if the husband said to his wife when he handed her the get, you're divorced from me, but are not permitted to any other man. So, a huntress whose testimony that her Yavam died in a safari was disqualified by Beis Din was shocked to see a man give his wife a get while not permitting her to marry, when he had just recently married her after her sister, who was his wife, and his brother-in-law died in an overseas trip. Which reminds us, the Gemara says that even if his wife and his brother-in-law, his wife's sister's husband, both traveled overseas, and he, after hearing of their deaths from a single witness, married the sister, and then his wife and brother-in-law returned, this marriage to the sister is effective in that it prohibits the wife's sister to his brother-in-law, yet his wife is permitted to him. And we do not say, mitoch shenesu eishes giso agiso te'aser ishto alav, that since his brother-in-law's wife became prohibited to his brother-in-law, his wife should be forbidden to him. Dav Tzadi Hei. So the Simmer Dav Tzadi Hei is a Tzahal tank commander. So here goes. The tank commander's wife, that must learn Dav Tzadi Hei, Tzahal tank commander. The tank commander's wife, who returned home to her husband after he intentionally had relations with her sister, which reminds us, the Gemara seeks the source for the ruling that when a man intentionally transgresses the prohibition of having relations with his wife's sister, that his wife does not become prohibited to him. It was taught in a Braisa. The Pasuk states regarding the prohibition of a married woman who committed adultery, Osa, and a man lay with her. This teaches that her lying with a man prohibits her, but her sister's lying with a man does not prohibit her, referring to her sister having relations with her husband. The Bryce explains why this teaching was necessary. So, the tank commander's wife who returned home to her husband after he intentionally had relations with her sister, only to find him and her mother about to be burned for having relations with each other, which reminds us, in a Bryce, Rabbi Yehuda argued with Rabbi Yossi and said both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that if a man had relations with his mother-in-law, his wife becomes forbidden to him, based on the pasuk regarding one who has relations with his mother-in-law, where it says, Beish Yisufu Osova Essen, in fire they shall burn him and them. The words and them refer to his wife and her mother. Im eino inyan l'sreifa, and since the pasuk cannot mean that his wife is also burned for she did nothing wrong, teneu inyan l'isura, you must apply it with regard to a prohibition to teach that if a man has relations with his mother-in-law, his wife becomes prohibited to him. So, the tank commander's wife who returned home to her husband after he intentionally had relations with her sister, only to find him and her mother about to be burned for having relations with each other, called her other two sisters for comfort, who had just gotten divorced from their husbands because of the confusion arising from an overseas trip, which reminds us, the Mishnah Dav Tzadi Daud Amabes brought a case where a man's wife and brother-in-law went overseas and were reported dead, leading the man to marry his sister-in-law. They then reappeared, and the Tanakhama permits the first wife to return to her husband, but forbids his sister-in-law to return to her brother-in-law. Rabbi Yossi said, anyone who disqualifies others disqualifies himself as well. And whoever does not disqualify others does not disqualify himself either. Where he explains what Yossi means, that just as his brother-in-law's wife is prohibited to her husband, so too his wife is prohibited to him. All right, so that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.